Each of the 20 living hostages released by Hamas are beginning a difficult path to recovery. Israeli health officials say that will include a supervised diet, treatment for pain and malnutrition, and rebuilding a sense of control over their lives after 2 years in captivity.
Every one of them has endured untold adversity and horrors.
Dr. Itai Pesach is with the Sheba Medical Center, where 10 former hostages are hospitalized.
They will probably need weeks, months, and maybe years to heal.
Many of the hostages wore leg chains for their entire captivity, which can lead to orthopedic problems, muscle waste, and blood clots. Refeeding syndrome is another issue and can be deadly. Rebecca Bobot says her husband is suffering because ahead of his release, he received food in big quantities so that he would look better for the world. Dr. Haggai Levine, head of the health team for the Hostages Family Forum, says previous hostages had untreated strokes and infections and compromised immune systems. I'm Jennifer King.